The book of Hebrews, for those of you who are not too well acquainted with Bible study, comes directly after the book of Hezekiah. The book of Hebrews is, of course, a New Testament book, and the reason that I'm taking it up, the reason why I've chosen to do Hebrews, is because the book of Hebrews gives you more for your money, than virtually any other book of the Bible. How does it give you more for your money? Well, the book of Hebrews is a New Testament book, and therefore it presents the fulfillment in Jesus Christ. So you get the great final truths of the gospel, as you do with any New Testament book. But at the same time, you get an interpretation of everything really significant that went on in the Old Testament. The book of Hebrews, in other words, is an encapsulated interpretation of the Old Testament from a Christian standpoint, as well as a superb New Testament proclamation. You get New Testament and you get Old Testament, all wrapped up into one book. So there is great intensity in it, great content in it, and therefore it is worthy of our most careful attention. If you are a new Christian or you haven't had a chance to do much Bible study, you may have shied away from a lot of the Old Testament because it's so easy to get bogged down in it. One of the best things for you to do is to study the book of Hebrews as an introduction to the Old Testament. I've known new Christians, who have said, I'm going to read all the way through the Bible now that I'm a Christian. And they get bogged down in somebody begat somebody. Hardly have they started because of all the genealogies, and you've got a tremendous number of Old Testament books. And for that reason, it's so easy to lose the forest for the trees. And I've recommended to people, when they become Christian, to begin with the New Testament. Take the Gospel of John, Gospel of Mark, Romans, books like that, and then as soon as they feel that they're on a good grounding in the New Testament, read Hebrews as the connecting link into the Old Testament. Let the book of Hebrews become the entree, the point of departure for your understanding of the Old Testament. If you read the Old Testament against the background of the book of Hebrews, you'll see what's cooking in the Old Testament. You will not get bogged down. So that really is our justification for working with Hebrews. There is no book of the New Testament that helps you as much with the Old Testament. And that's true even if you are thinking of the Gospel according to St. Matthew. You know, among the four Gospels, Matthew has more Old Testament quotations and presents more of the fulfillment of the Old Testament in the New than any of the other Gospels. So Matthew is a very fine book in the same sense as Hebrews. But Matthew is limited specifically to the fulfillment of prophecies in reference to Christ, whereas the book of Hebrews attempts to show you how the Old Testament prepares for the full doctrinal proclamation that comes with the gospel. The book of Hebrews is broader in its understanding of what the Old Testament is doing than Matthew. Let's see, first of all, so we won't get lost in the forest of Hebrews and see only the trees and miss the book itself, let's us get an outline of the book of Hebrews, which we can sort of keep before us in our studies. And I give you that suggested outline right now. It's an outline that has only five divisions, just five. The first division is chapter 1, verses 1 through 4. 1 through 4. As you can see, that is a very short division. It has only four verses in it. Then comes 1:5 through 7:28. 1:5 through 7:28. Or
Sample complete. Ready to continue?